home of the...
All's well in Raider Nation this morning as the Silver and Black won a thriller at Allegiant Stadium, holding off the New York Jets 16-12 on Sunday Night Football. They're now 2-0 under interim head coach Antonio Pierce and 5-5 overall on the season. Next up, the Miami Dolphins in Florida on Sunday. UNLV football won its eighth game of the season on Friday night when they beat the Wyoming Cowboys 34-14. It's the most season wins for the program in 23 years. Biggest game of the season is this Saturday at Air Force. It's a battle for first place in the Mountain West Conference. The Falcons opened as 3.5-point favorites. The Golden Knights will be honored at the White House today. The reigning Stanley Cup champions begin a 5-game road trip tomorrow in Washington.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio done right.
When was your last trip to the dentist? Has it been a few years? 5 years? More? Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I went without dental care, and then I found Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. Whether it's been years since your last dental visit, or if you just haven't found a good dentist in Vegas yet, I hope you'll do what I did. Call True Dentistry, 702-434-4800. The number again, 702-434-4800. Right now, True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. A $150 value, absolutely free. Be sure to use your annual insurance benefits before the end of the year. True Dentistry has two convenient Valley locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800. That's 434-4800. Or check them out at TrueDentistry.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
This is Ron Quince, your Republican candidate for Nevada Congressional District 1 and a 20-year resident of the Las Vegas Valley. Over the last few weeks, I've had friends, neighbors, and clients ask me why I'm taking time away from a great career to run for Congress. The answer is two reasons. I'm doing it for the future of my two young precious daughters, and I'm doing it for you. When the American dream is alive for you, it is alive for all of us. It's a shame that the dream is now fading because of the reckless actions of Dina Titus and her boss, Joe Biden, and their thirst for power and control over your life. They have lied to us, destroyed our economy, our energy independence, and they have attacked our families. It's time for us to take a stand. The Ron Quince campaign is about you and the fight to reclaim the dream, the opportunities, and the freedoms that were promised in our Constitution and Declaration of Independence. You have a powerful voice, and I'm listening. Join our fight for Congress today at RonQ4U.com. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Hi, this is Trading Made Easy. Have you ever thought about staying home and working from home? If yes, Trading Made Easy is our automated day trading software, and it's just for you. Some of our members work an hour or two tops. Find out how you can work from your home computer with no experience necessary. With the current market craze, a lot of local people are doing what I said. Trading Made Easy just celebrated its 6-year anniversary. The automated day trading software takes trades in a millisecond, better than any human being. Call me for a free live session. Watch it for free. Seeing is believing. Trading Made Easy offers zero down and 0% financing for the software with no payments needed for 12 months. Trading Made Easy. Working from home was never this easy. For more information, call 1-800-971-4160. That number again, 1-800-971-4160. Or go to TradingMadeEasy.com. That's TradingMadeEasy.com to learn more.
It's KMZQ traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
Actually, looking pretty good on our Valley freeways right now. I do have one mishap, though, in the downtown Las Vegas area. An accident being reported on 95 northbound before Eastern. Otherwise, all accidents on I-15 and 215 all cleared out of the way now. So a decent-looking drive around town. Just the one, 95 northbound approaching Eastern. Mostly sunny and cool today with light breezes. It is 61 degrees right now on the way to the low 70s this afternoon. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Let's go!
I had a chance to visit with Kevin Child earlier in the show, the former Clark County School Board of Trustee member. We talked about the case of bullying
and Devin McLeodin. And I asked, can you give us the backstory on Devin McLeodin?
You know, this bullying stuff, all this violence in our Clark County School District is just horrendous. And they still can't get a handle on it, Kevin. And we need to address this issue. You know, here we lost a teenager, a student. He died of a beating of 15 other students. And who's being held accountable right now? I know they're trying to sort it out.
The 17-year-old in question is Jonathan Lewis, Jr. He was beaten to death after being attacked November 1st, a block away from Rancho High. What is the policy on bullying? I thought we corrected that a couple of years ago.
Well, we did, but there's no teeth to that bullying law. And I, when I was a school board trustee, I tried to put teeth with that bullying law. And again, Mr. Lewis' death should have never happened. There should be consequences to bullying. And this is what I put in. I said that we need 3 hours of the parent doing a parenting class. We need 3 hours for the student to do a student class about bullying. Then we need to do a 3-hour family class. That's 9 hours of education of how to help these families, because bullying comes from the home. Somewhere somebody's doing it, and it translates to over into the school. Also, economic needs transfers into the school, because again, we've seen a larger number of kids being on the welfare system. And guess what? That's a hurt on all of our community, because we're all paying the price of that. Because again, if you're on welfare, I get it. It's tough. And again, we need to address that, Kevin.
Again, Kevin Child joining us. By the way, he's going to be subbing for me. I'm going to be off next Monday. He will be in the house having fun with you, guest hosting the show. And it's always good to have him on. I'm curious, is there a racial component here? Because in the RJ, the RJ came up with this statistic. I don't know. And I can't verify that it's true, but that black students make up 16% of the student population, yet they make up 40% of the suspensions and expulsions. Is there some sort of racial component here?
No, not necessarily, because if you look at the bigger picture, yes, the blacks take up 14%, and then you have Caucasians are 24%, and then you look at Hispanics make up 46% of the Clark County School District. But if you look at the numbers going down, it's kind of proportionate that there's a problem with all the races. And they need to stop calling it races, because it's the child, it's the student, it's the family. And we need to address that and stay away from, yes, there was 15 black students that beat up a white boy. And where's the outcry if you're going to say if something's going on and if it's going to be about race? You don't see the outcry on that. No media will, even national media, won't even call it the race. Let's face it, it needs to be addressed. Because again, there was a white boy murdered by 15 black kids. And again, I don't care if you're what color, but again, the media needs to recognize this, because it happens in all races, Kevin.
Are these issues that the schools can and should be involved with when we're talking about bullying, when we're talking about the vicious beating of Jonathan Lewis Jr.? Should our schools be involved, and if so, how?
Absolutely. Again, we have to address the laws. We have expulsions, but guess what? You can expel, but if you're not going to fix the system or the symptom, you're not going to get anything done. And they don't do that. And that's why I try to put that motion forward with that programs, because then we do have programs, by the way. Jack Martin from the Clark County Juvenile Justice for Kids, they put together called The Harbor. I believe they have three places where the parents can go if they're having a problem with their child, and the school can refer them, that family, to if they're having a problem with the family. So there's stuff that's been addressed, thank God, to the Clark County commissioners put that together, and it does work, but we need more of it.
What does it take to expel a student? What does it take to suspend a student? And is there such a thing at the school board level as due process?
Well, yeah, there is a process, and it's on, and if you go to ccsd.gov net, you can see and look it up. And again, they need to go and see what happens. Like if you have a gun, if you're bullying, there's other instances that you can be expelled. And again, you have a you can appeal to that expulsion also. You're told that maybe if you're going over your head, you can attain a lawyer. And remember, we have legal services in town that are free. You don't have to, you know, spend a ton of money. And again, that's Nevada Legal Services, by the way. So you do have avenues to fix the problem. But again, we're not fixing the problem. We're putting a Band-Aid on the problem.
That's Kevin Child, former school board member. That's going to just about do it for today. I can't believe we have run through 3 hours. Join us tomorrow. Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com will join us right here on AM 670 KMZQ. We're news, and Clay and Buck are next.
Don't you need her badly? Don't you love her way?
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Pro Price Heating and Cooling has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. Get your furnace tuned up and ready for winter. Get a 21-point inspection and a flame sensor cleaning for only $49. That's a $130 value for only $49. Make the call, 702-742-3310. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. For the right price, call Pro Price, 702-742-3310. 702-742-3310. Just let them know we sent you. For the right price, call Pro Price.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Every 2 seconds, a hospital patient needs a life-saving blood transfusion. Every 2 seconds, there's an urgent need for blood donation. Every second matters. In an emergency, doctors may face impossible choices. Who gets blood and who must wait? Will you roll up a sleeve and give? Because of you, life doesn't stop. Donate blood. Make your appointment today at vitalant.org.
Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs through December 7th? If you have Medicare Advantage, a Medicare supplement, or a prescription drug plan, it's important to see what changes are coming your way in 2024. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're right here in Las Vegas and are Medicare brokers dedicated to making sure you have the best Medicare solution to fit your healthcare needs. If you're a veteran or a TRICARE for Life member, give Steve and Amy a call. You may be missing out on some well-earned benefits. Call now to schedule an annual review of your Medicare coverage. Call or text Steve and Amy Miller at 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Blue Sky does not offer every plan available in your area. Currently, they represent six organizations which offer 58 products in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, or your local state health insurance program, SHIP, to get information on all your options.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Monday, November 13th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. Americans killed in the Mediterranean. Stray bullet killed a college student. Four officers in one day and marches across Europe. That's all coming up. Then Bill will be here with your message of the day. First, five Americans were killed in a helicopter crash Friday night after their helicopter had a, quote, mishap during a training exercise, crashed into the eastern Mediterranean Sea. There were five Army Special Operations soldiers. Search and rescue efforts went into Saturday before being called off. The crew was part of special operations forces that were sent there to be in place if they needed help evacuate American citizens from Gaza. There are nine Americans that are still held hostage. A college student in Nashville, Belmont University, was walking down the street when she was hit in the head by a stray bullet. Police found the guy who fired the gun. He was shooting at another vehicle. He was most recently arrested in September, charged with felony auto theft, released on $20,000 bond, missed his court appearance, and the court issued a failure to appear warrant. That wasn't enough. The 18-year-old parent said, "There's a piece of my heart that was taken from me. You were just so loved and so missed, and we're so proud of you, and you put a lot of living into your 18 years. Four members of the LA County Sheriff's Department, one of them recently retired, all committed suicide within 24 hours in completely separate incidents. One former officer said, "It's kind of like a pressure cooker. If you don't slowly let go of that steam little by little, when it does pop, it's over because it's going to be such a big explosion." That officer who said that was one of the first officers to respond to the Pulse nightclub shooting in Orlando. He tried to commit suicide twice. One of the officers that did take his life was also one of the first officers at that Pulse nightclub shooting where 49 people were murdered. This other officer said that many police officers are afraid to bring up any PTSD issues for fear of getting fired, so they don't release that steam in the pressure cooker. Across the pond in Europe, it's always hard to gauge numbers, but Armistice Day was in London, the day to mark the end of World War I. 300,000 pro-Hamas or pro-Palestinian protesters marched through London. But take heart, because in Paris, 100,000 people and 100,000 more across France showed solidarity for Jews in their country and Israel in a march organized only 6 days before. I'm Mike Slater, Bill O'Reilly with your message of the day. Next.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
If your bank account is causing you headaches, switch to One Nevada Credit Union. With 46,000 free ATMs, innovative mobile apps, and convenient local branches, you can kiss your banker goodbye forever. Open an account online today or find a local branch at onenevada.org.
One Nevada Credit Union. Our one focus is you.
One Nevada is open to all Clark County residents. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
Vegas Golden Knights fans, Terrible's Game Day giveaway is back. shop at Terrible's throughout the season. Spend $10 or more with your Terrible's app. Plus, earn 10 extra entries with any Bud Light purchase. For your chance to win a $1,500 Golden Knights shopping spree, tickets to a home game, and hotel stay at Circa Resort and Casino. Every day is game day. Exclusively at Terrible's. Visit Terrible's.com for details.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Monday, here is a provocative question for you. If you get fed up with the USA, if you cannot live here any longer for a variety of reasons, where would you go? So if you look at the world map, you can't go to most places. They're too dangerous. You have to go to some place that would provide security and order, unless you want to put your life in danger. So the continent of Africa, for example, is out. Most of South America, much of Asia, you just can't go there. So let's run it down. Americans have a lot in common with Canadians. So living in Canada wouldn't be that much of a culture change, although it is very cold up there, despite global warming. And the opportunities are far less in Canada, they are here. Mexico, forget it. You go to Mexico, anything could happen to you at any time. How about the Caribbean? Well, again, very hot and humid for a long, long period of time. Bahamas, very close to Florida, and it has tax advantages. Bermuda, extremely expensive, nice place to live, not far away, but you got to bring a lot of money. Europe? Well, maybe Ireland for me and maybe your ethnic country for you, but Europe is not easy. So summing up, USA, probably your best bet. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Dr. Richard Mancuso, Riverview, Florida. Bill, it's rare I disagree with you, but the Republicans shot themselves in the foot with the Supreme Court ruling against Roe. To make matters worse, some red states are restricting abortion to an unreasonable degree. Well, number one, Republicans didn't have anything to do with Roe v. Wade. That was a Supreme Court thing, and politics did not enter into it, doctor, so we do have a disagreement there. I don't know about shooting anybody in the foot, but there is an element when you get into rape and incest that's unreasonable. I will agree with you there. Mike Critaro, Canastowa, New York. This country is not strong enough to do what is hard, like JFK said at Rice University in 1962. Only pain and suffering will wake people up. Bill, you might be packing your bags for Ireland. Not yet. This country, look, my own experience is I live on Long Island, which has gone red from blue. If it can happen here, the center of the media in the world, and all the corruption that comes along with the media, it can happen here, happen everywhere. Maybe not California. Lloyd, it was better that Corinne Jean-Pierre gave the answer she gave instead of the one Wisconsin native suggested. We're talking about Tlaib, I guess, because it showed her heartlessness. Pierre tried to appease both the donors to her party and her left-wing flank. You know how I feel about the spokesperson for the president. In a moment, something you might not know. If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or have no warranty at all, listen up. Car Shield has a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that's now available to the public. Save on out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. So please call Car Shield now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. 800-925-7584 for a free quote. This protection plan is at an all-time low in price. Drivers who activate the vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing and car rental options at no additional cost. So please call for your free quote, 800-925-7584, 800-925-7584. Hey, what do you have to lose? 800-925-7584.
It's Kevin,
Danny,
and Greg,
your host on At the Close of the Mortgage Show.
Brought to you by GFL Capital Mortgage.
We're here every week
to help inform, update, and educate you.
Find out the best ways to navigate financing when purchasing a home or refinancing a loan in today's volatile real estate market.
So to gain financial literacy,
to get the right information,
and have some fun,
tune in to At the Close of the Mortgage Show every Saturday from noon to 1.
Right here on 670 AM KMZQ.
Boom.
See why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Monday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. We'll have a good time trying to contextualize all the craziness that happens over the course of the weekend. And we'll give you an update on all the Jan 6 related insanity with our good friend Julie Kelly.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
There is no more contentious piece of real estate on earth than the nation of Israel. For thousands of years, different religions, races, ethnic groups have battled for control of the Holy Land. Here is the complex history of Palestine. According to the Bible, the deity, that's God, promised the area to the Jewish people. In Genesis, God tells Abraham, quote, "The whole land I will give as an everlasting possession to you and your descendants after you," unquote. Archaeological evidence shows Jews residing in the region since the Bronze Age. The land was then conquered by the Assyrians, Babylonians, Persians, Greeks, and eventually the Romans. In 635 AD, the Muslim army, under the command of the father-in-law to the prophet Muhammad, invaded Jerusalem. For the next few centuries, the Middle East underwent a bloody conversion to Islam. Nearly all Christians and Jews were expelled. Beginning in the 11th century, the Catholic Church launched a series of crusades to reclaim the Holy Land. They were largely unsuccessful. The Muslim Ottoman Empire assumed control until World War I. After that conflict, the League of Nations ceded the territory to England. In a colonial ruling, under British rule, thousands of Jews returned to the Middle East. Following the Second World War, the United Nations adopted Resolution 181. The proposal partitioned Palestine into two separate states, one Jewish, the other Muslim. The Arabs immediately rejected the UN plan. The Nation of Israel was formally established on May 14, 1948, and admitted to the UN as a full member 1 year later. And here's something else you might not know. Jerusalem remains the most fought after place on earth. Since the Roman Empire, the city has been completely destroyed 3 times, attacked by foreign armies 76 times, and captured 44 times. Back after this. If you or your business is falling behind filing your tax returns, or if you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The Biden administration just unveiled an $80 billion plan to modernize the IRS and reduce the unpaid tax debt. Are you tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments? You do not have to face the IRS alone. Hire Anthem Tax Services. They can help you settle your delinquent tax problems and all collections, and may even be able to reduce your back taxes significantly. If Anthem Tax Service cannot reduce your current monthly payment with the IRS or state, or they don't put you in a better position, you might qualify for the 100% money back guarantee. Please call Anthem Tax Services, 800 810-9193, 800-810-9193, 800-810-9193. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking at...
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.